Okay, Christine, do you want to just...
Okay. Good morning. Welcome to Fort St. Paul's Zoom service. This is Easter Sunday. Jesus is alive. He is alive indeed. Our service today is one of celebration and happiness and is conducted by the Jigsaw children and leaders. So I would like to ask Ross to lead our call to worship by reading Psalm 118, verses 1 to 2, 14 to 15, and 24. Thank you, Ross.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my defence. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad.
Lewis will now read an Easter poem. Thank you, Lewis.
At Easter time, the lilies fur and lovely flowers bloom everywhere. At Easter time, how glad the world at Easter time.
Let us sing, celebrate. This is a happy, joyful song. You can join in with the words, clap your hands, jump around, or just sit and listen and enjoy the music. Thank you.
Sing a joyful song, sing a joyful song to celebrate. Sing a song, sing a joyful song, sing a joyful song to celebrate. Jesus is alive, you know, he's risen from the dead. He was crucified, but now he's risen like he said. Clap your hands like this, clap your hands like this to celebrate. Clap your hands like this, clap your hands like this to celebrate. Jesus is alive, you know, he's risen from the dead. He was crucified, but now he's risen like he said. Jump up and down, up and down and around, up and down and around to celebrate. Jump up and down, up and down and around, up and down and around. He's alive, you know, he's risen from the dead. Crucified, but now he's risen like he said. Hallelujah, dance to the beat, to the beat of the drum, to the beat of the drum, to celebrate. Dance to the beat of the to celebrate. Jesus is alive, you know, he's risen from the dead. He was crucified, but now he's risen like he said. Hallelujah. Wave your hands in the air, wave your hands in the air to celebrate. Wave your hands in the air, wave your hands in the air to celebrate. Jesus is alive, you know, he's risen from the dead. He was crucified, but now he's risen like he said. Hallelujah. Sing a song, sing a joyful song, sing a joyful song to celebrate.
Easter eggs. All the Jigsaw children love Easter eggs. But did you know that Britain's first Easter egg was made in 1873, 148 years ago? Most adults eat their first Easter egg at 11 o'clock on Easter morning. However, most children like Jack and Ewan have already eaten an Easter egg before Easter Day. Cadbury's make over 500 million cream eggs each year. The tallest Easter egg was made in Italy and was 10.39 meters tall, taller than a lamppost. That would take some eating. At Easter, we also decorate hard-boiled eggs and roll them down hills. All the Jigsaw children received a real Easter egg. It's called the real Easter egg because the box that holds the egg tells the Easter story. The egg is chocolate and the children are all looking forward to eating their egg after the service. Let's listen to Jack reading an Easter egg poem. Thank you, Jack.
Easter eggs yellow and blue, Easter eggs for me and you, Easter eggs candy sweet, Easter eggs good to eat, real Easter eggs tell stories of Jesus died for me.
Let us look at some photographs of the Jigsaw children with their eggs and listen to the song Easter Jubilations.
Easter jubilation fills the streets and towns. Celebrations have begun. Hear the music and the dancing now. Join the laughter and the fun. Oh, raise a joyful shout. Clap your hands and dance, let your feelings out. Oh, hear what it's about. Christ the Lord has come to set us free.
Eva will now lead us in prayer. Thank you, Eva.
Thank you for giving us such good gifts, for our family who loves us, for yummy food and tasty drinks, for so many different beautiful animals, for parks with tall trees and soft grass, for the birds that fly among the clouds, for trees and streams that are fun to paddle in, and thank you for your son Jesus. We like to read about him in the Bible. He taught his disciples. He healed people who were sick. He walked in water too, even died and came back alive. Help us to remember all the things he did and celebrate him on this special Easter day. Amen.
Ross will now do our Bible reading of Mark 16, verses 1 to 6 for us. Thank you, Ross.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side. They were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for the Jesus of the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him."
Let us now sing at home, Lord of the Dance.
I think it's just a wee internet connection problem. Just talked. Catherine, do you want Jean to share? Thank you. Jean, is your sound switched on? Sorry about this, folks. Just give us a wee minute.
And I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced for the
We can now enjoy Jigsaw's Easter play.
It is our first Easter play. We'll show it to you.
is all about Jesus.
Jesus was kind and good.
He helped people.
And told them about God.
Jesus fed 5,000 people and even walked on water.
Jesus had good friends who went with him to Jerusalem. He went on a donkey. A lot of people saw Jesus coming. They waved branches and shouted, "Hallelujah!"
But there was some angry, grumpy men who were jealous of Jesus and thought he was becoming more important than them.
They made plans to kill Jesus and get rid of his friends.
Jesus and his special friends had a special meal, and Jesus told them that he would be leaving them soon. This made his friends upset. They loved Jesus and thought that he would save them forever.
Jesus shared bread and wine with his friends and told them to think of him every time they shared bread and wine the way he had.
Show bread and wine. He started to show.
After their meal, Jesus and his friends went for a walk in a place called Gethsemane. Jesus started to pray and asked his friends to pray with him, but they all fell asleep.
Jesus woke them up and asked them to pray with him again, but again they fell asleep.
Soldiers came. They placed Jesus under arrest. His friends were scared and ran away. The soldiers took Jesus to the grumpy men who were in charge of Jerusalem. They told lies about Jesus, called him names, and hurt him. The grumpy men said, "We don't like you."
Jesus done nothing, but the grumpy men killed him.
Until he died. They buried Jesus in a big cave and put a heavy stone in front of it so no one could get in.
After 3 days, some of Jesus' friends came to see the cave and pray.
The stone has been rolled away and an angel stood where it had been. The angel said that Jesus has risen and he was alive.
Over the next 3 weeks, Jesus visited his friends. Then he went back to heaven. He told his friends to tell everyone about him, to tell the whole world. We can do this as well as we have today. All you have left to say is Happy Easter!
Go tell the world all about Jesus.
We need to give a huge thank you to our Jigsaw children for a wonderful play. This has not been an easy time for children, and we are so lucky that we still have children who are enthusiastic enough to put in the work and do things for us. We also need to thank the parents who helped the children with their words, helped them with the actions, and also gave up their valuable time to video the children. So thank you most sincerely for all the extremely good and hard work. Let us now join together to sing at home that great Easter hymn, Thine Be the Glory. What is Easter? Easter is the time of year to celebrate new life that is all around us. When we roll decorated eggs and eat chocolate eggs, we are celebrating the stone being rolled away from the tomb and Jesus being alive. Here is what the Jigsaw children like to do to celebrate Easter. Jennifer likes to hold newborn lambs, and her sister Caroline likes the newborn lambs as well, and Easter eggs. Callan likes to see new animals and plants appearing, and he was delighted when his new brother, Ollie, appeared during the lockdown. Lewis likes meeting up with his friends and family for an Easter egg hunt, and his brother, Aaron, likes to celebrate Easter by rolling decorated Easter eggs. Jack likes to spend time with his family and eat Easter eggs. And Ewan likes seeing new baby lambs, chocolate eggs, and rolling decorated eggs down a hill. Andrew and Katie like to celebrate Easter by rolling decorated eggs down a hill in a field. They love seeing the daffodils popping up. Kyle likes to eat Easter eggs with his family. Eva, Harris, and Rowan, like us all, are looking forward to eating Easter eggs and celebrating Easter with family, outside, obviously, and remembering to keep COVID safe. For myself, when I was a child, like the Jigsaw children, I loved Easter. It was a happy time, a time to celebrate with family and eat Easter eggs. But when I was the same age as the Jigsaw children, I only ever had one Easter egg. When I was young, children didn't get eggs from their grannies and grandpas and aunts and friends. My sister and I always got just the one from my dad. But it was a wonderful, special egg. He got them from Dick's shop. The Jigsaw children's grannies and grandpas will remember Dick's shop. It used to be where the charity shop is now. One day, about a week before Easter, Dad would arrive home from work with an Easter egg for me and my sister. It was always a Roundtree's chocolate egg with marzipan flowers piped on the outside. It was wonderful. My mum always put the two eggs on either side of the sideboard, and there they stayed until Easter Day. On Easter Day, we went to church with our new spring clothes on. Then after lunch, we walked to Fanny's Bing to roll the hard-boiled eggs we'd decorated the day before down the hill. Mum and Dad reminding us about the Easter story and how rolling the egg down the hill was like the stone rolling away from Jesus's tomb. When the eggs were broken, we ate them. Well, Dad and I ate them. Mum and my sister always found an excuse not to. When we got home, we would at last open our wonderful chocolate eggs, and the four of us would begin to eat them. When we opened the eggs, there were real chocolates inside of both the halves of the egg. We ate them first, then started on the chocolate egg itself. The chocolate egg was made of much thicker chocolate than the ones are today, particularly the chocolate round the edges. It was so thick, it was hard to break. Because the chocolate was so thick, a little bit lasted a long time, and it took us well over a week to finish the eggs. So when I was young, Easter was all about being happy, celebrating the Easter story with family, and Easter eggs. When I got older, another thing was added, hope. The hope that through learning about Jesus's life, we become better people, and by trying to be friends with everyone, the world becomes a better place. The hope that the women and the disciples must have had that first Easter, when they found the empty tomb after the awfulness of Jesus' arrest, crucifixion and burial, the hope that tomorrow would indeed be better. And finally, the hope that Jesus' triumph over death and eternal life is granted to all who believe in him, the hope of the resurrection, the greatest of hope. Kyle will now read an Easter poem to us. Thank you, Kyle.
Christ the Lord is risen today, angel walk a stone away from the tomb where he lay. Little children, come and sing, glory, glory to the King. Christ the Lord is everything.
Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for Jesus, born in Bethlehem, a friend to fishermen, the poor and the ill, a teacher who taught us to love God and live good lives. He died on a cross, then rose again, giving all who have faith in him the hope of eternal life. We thank you that we are able to celebrate Easter Perhaps not with as many people as usual, but we can still celebrate the story of Easter. And now we have the hope that things will indeed be better. We pray for all the people who are ill, alone, or grieving, and ask for you to grant them strength at this time. All this we ask in Jesus' name, who gave us the greatest hope of all, the hope of the resurrection, and who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We hope everyone has enjoyed our jigsaw service. We are so lucky with the children that we have, and we thank them most sincerely. Now, Harris will lead us in our final blessing. Thank you, Harris.
May your Easter be happy. May your Easter be bright. May you enjoy the treats and sweet delights. But remember the meaning and God's great gift, Jesus, his only Son, sent to die for us.
That's us.
Well, thanks, Christine, and thanks to everybody in the jigsaw for that. It was a really, really, really good service. Mm-hmm. It was just what we expected after our Christmas nativity.
Fantastic.
It was lovely.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
It was wonderful. Yes. And my apologies for my breakdown and internet, and thank you so much, Jean, for stepping in.